I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Baptist Global Response is doing all it can to help in Zimbabwe, where bad weather and the world's highest inflation rate are making the food crisis there even worse. It's already sent more than 1,000 50-pound boxes of food to the country, and they're hoping to send 3,500 more. Baptist churches in Zimbabwe deliver the boxes to the most vulnerable poor. Pray for the teams as they deliver these, acting as the hands and feet of Christ. Meanwhile, many issues are having an impact on children and women in Ethiopia. Bethany Christian Services Ethiopia Director Milkius Karato says, not only is the orphan situation staggering, widowed mothers can't earn a living and can't care for their children. Bethany's asking you to sponsor women and children. $25 a month provides kids with food, education, and much more. It also helps the women.
Bethany helps the poor woman to be skill trained in different activities such as sewing, kneading, and baking breads,
which generates an income. Their connection with the local church allows them to see God's love lived out, providing opportunities for them to hear the gospel. And Shepherd's Ministries is opening a program that will help the developmentally disabled physically, mentally, and spiritually in the United States. It's being called Shepherd's College, says Tracy Terrell, director of the college. Their unique program will offer vocational training in areas of horticulture and the culinary arts, while also providing Bible classes and much more.
Our students will certainly be encouraged to get involved in a local church and attend there on Sundays, but then plug into that church and be involved in its ministry. And we hope to connect our students also with a spiritual mentor.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like more information about organizations featured on today's broadcast, or you'd like to support this radio ministry, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. You can also do it safely and securely at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.